Do you ever feel like you're in over your head? Like people are giving you more credit than you deserve? Like there's a possibility you might be exposed as a fraud? Perhaps you've heard of imposter syndrome. According to Psychology Today, people with imposter syndrome are often well accomplished, but they feel like they're not as competent or intelligent as people think. And sooner or later, the truth about their incompetence will be exposed. Can you relate? I can. But the Bible promises that deep respect for God makes me wiser. Today, we're going to look into some wise words that are found in the Old Testament book of Proverbs. We'll learn the secret to having discernment, insight, and understanding. And it doesn't require an advanced postgraduate degree. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I post new videos every Sunday and Wednesday. I invite you to subscribe and be sure to click the bell for notifications. Now, each week I read a little portion of scripture, and then I find in that a declaration of truth that I pull out and I turn into a little phrase that I invite you to believe and speak with me. I know that the tongue has power, and I want to empower your tongue with truth. Now, I've been carrying a heavier than usual weight of inadequacy lately, so I went looking for relief in the scriptures, and I came across the hope laid out in Proverbs 9:9-10, and I'd like to read those verses for you now out of the New International Version. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Now, please don't get hung up on the word fear. In this context, it doesn't mean to be frightened or scared of God. It means to have reverence, honor, and deep respect for Him. Now, the declaration that I'd like for you to believe and speak with me, especially if you suffer from imposter syndrome, replaces the word fear so that you can state clearly what makes us wise. Deep respect for God makes me wiser. Will you say that with me? Deep respect for God makes me wiser. Proverbs 9:10 says that this deep respect or fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And the previous verse tells us that when the wise receive instruction, they become even wiser. In other words, deep respect for God not only makes us wise, but growing in the knowledge of God makes us wiser still. Now, I don't know about you, but I take comfort in the affirmation that deep respect for God makes me wiser. Back in September 2023, I turned the audio-only version of the Believe and Speak podcast into a YouTube playlist. With oodles of inadequacy, I posted my first video based on James 1:5, which says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you." I can't help but wonder if my reason for choosing to launch into YouTube with a focus on gaining wisdom was because I suffered from imposter syndrome. Now, if you struggle with it too, then you'll be encouraged by learning the secret to having discernment, insight, and understanding. What is this secret? Knowledge of God is understanding. The secret to having greater discernment, insight, and understanding is to draw close to God and ask Him for it. He will not withhold these gifts from you. Remember the verse that I quoted just a few moments ago from James? It promises that God will generously give us the wisdom that we ask Him for. So draw near to God, my friend, and ask for the wisdom that only He can give. The more we know God's character and qualities, the more He will give us the understanding we need. I find it very interesting that people who suffer from imposter syndrome don't feel like they belong. I wrote a book called Longing to Belong based on what I learned about belonging to the God who says that we are created by Him and for Him with purpose. You belong to God, and you are not an imposter. If you need wisdom, then ask God to give it to you generously, and He will, just as He promised. Will you believe and speak this truth with me? Deep respect for God makes me wiser. If you want to grow in wisdom, then grow in your knowledge of God. And I tell you what, watching things like this right here with me right now is one of the ways you can do that. I have spent decades cultivating an intimate relationship with God, and yet I am still amazed when He gives me the insight that I need. Now, it's happened when I'm in a business meeting and I suddenly get a great idea, it just pops into my head. And it's happened when I'm struggling with a relationship issue and I somehow manage to say just the right words to bring about understanding. It's happened when I need to make a decision and doors open and close supernaturally to guide me. I have learned the secret to having insight in the most puzzling situations, and it's only because of the relationship that I have cultivated with God through time spent with Him as I read the Bible, gaining knowledge, and as I pray. If you only remember one thing from my ramblings today about how to come across smarter than you think you are while avoiding the grip of imposter syndrome, then remember this: knowledge of God is understanding. God spoke through the prophet Isaiah saying, "I revealed myself to those who did not ask for me. I was found by those who did not seek me. To a nation that did not call on my name, I said, 'Here am I, here am I.'" Now, if God did that much for a people who didn't even ask, then imagine what He'll do for you when you do ask. After revealing Himself through the prophets to the nation of Israel, God revealed Himself to the whole world when Jesus came to earth. Before Jesus left for heaven, He promised the Holy Spirit would come and guide believers into all the truth. If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then you have access to all the truth. So ask God for wisdom and understanding with a heart full of faith. Ask, and you will receive. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You so much that Your scripture says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Lord, You have designed each one of us, created each one of us, and given us a purpose. And Lord, we are not imposters, Father. Thank You, God, that You know who we are and You know what it is that You've called us to do, and that You've given us Your Spirit of truth to guide us into truth. God, we desire greater wisdom. We desire understanding and discernment and insight. And we know, Father, that those only come from You. So God, give us a hunger and a thirst for Your word, for Your presence, for time alone with You. Lord, so that we can nurture that, Lord, that relationship that will lead to greater understanding. Father, thank You for what Your word promises about how the fear, the deep respect that we have for You will lead to wisdom. It's the beginning of wisdom, Father. And as we continue to learn more and more about You, Father, You will shed light on mysteries, and by Your Spirit, God, You will give us divine inspiration, and You will help us to carry out the purpose for which You've called us. God, thank You for that. And I thank You for each one listening, Lord, that they might know, Father, that You have absolutely given them everything they need to accomplish what it is You've called them to do. And so, Lord, we thank You and we honor You and we revere and respect You, God. And we ask for more wisdom, more knowledge, more insight, more of you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for Believe and Speak. I hope that you will click that thumbs up, that like button. If anything that I shared with you was of benefit to you, it would be such an encouragement to me. Also, be sure to subscribe and click the bell for notifications, and also share. Your tongue has power. Use it for good.